们在祷告会之前，请大家低头默祷。
Before our prayer session this morning, let us bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始我们的早祷会。我们来唱诗435首。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our morning prayer session. Let us sing hymn 435.
In
this prayer session of the second day of our spiritual convocation, I'd like to share a few verses for our mutual encouragement.
好，我们请大家翻开啊诗篇的第一百三十篇。
Let us now turn to Psalm 130.
啊，诗篇的一百三十篇。
Psalm 130.
啊，这篇啊很短哦。在前面我们看到它是一种上行之诗。
And this is a short psalm, but we see that the subtitle is a song of ascents.
让我们先来念过一遍，让我们来思想这首诗的所跟我们所分享的里面的意思。
So let us read through the psalm once and ponder the meaning of this psalm.
第130篇的第一节，神啊，我从深处向你求告，让我们一起来念第二节。
Let's read it together.
主啊，求你听我的声音，愿你侧耳听我恳求的声音。主神啊，你若就查罪孽，谁能够站立得住呢？第四节，但在你有赦免之恩，要叫人敬畏你。第五节。我等候神，我的心也等候，我也仰望他的话。第六节，我的心等候主，胜于守夜的等候天亮，胜于守夜的等候天亮。第七节，以色列啊，你当仰望神，因他有慈爱，有丰盛的救恩，他必救赎以色列脱离一切的罪孽。我们知道从诗篇的130篇开始呢，到144篇呢，这15篇的诗篇呢，被称之为上行之诗。
And from Psalm 130 to Psalm 145, these are called songs of ascents.
那所谓的上行之诗，就是当时的以色列民，他们在一年之中呢，有三次要到耶路撒冷去守节的时候呢，他们在要去的路途上面，他们就会唱这些的诗歌。
And the songs of ascents were used when the Israelites would three times a year make a pilgrimage to Jerusalem to celebrate the religious holidays.
那他们在唱这些的诗歌的时候，其实是对他们的内心对神的之间的一种关系的信仰上面的一种的反省。
And they were a way of the people to ponder upon their faith and their relationship with God.
就好像我们今天我们在唱诗的时候或者是我们在读经的时候呢，其实对我们的内心，对我们的信仰都是一种深刻的提醒。
Just as today, when we sing hymns or read the Word of God, it is a reminder to us all.
这第130篇呢，它是这其中的第一首上行之诗。
So this Psalm number 130 is the first of the songs of ascents.
那从这一个130篇之中呢，我们可以了解到说，作者所做的这首诗呢，有点带领他们从自己内心的深处对神的一种的反省。
And we can see from the writer of the psalm how he uses this poem to have the people reflect upon the depths of their hearts in relationship to God.
我们知道这些的选民在他们 与神的关系上面，他们都得罪了神。
And that all people have sinned against God.
那这个第一节的地方，他讲说：“神啊，我从深处向你求告。”
In verse 1 it reads, "Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord."
啊，这个深处啊，也就是代表的一种啊。因为罪的关系啊，觉得离神很远的那种的感觉。
And these depths refer to the great distance that we feel, the separation from God that results from our sin.
啊，就好像是约拿啊，他在鱼腹中啊，他的祷告，他也是这样子说。
And Jonah likewise prayed in this way when he was in the belly of the great fish.
啊，当他反抗神啊，最后啊被丢到海水里面去的时候，他在鱼的腹中啊，他也是啊说我在阴间来向你祈求。
And
阴间的深处。
When he had disobeyed God and was thrown into the sea from the belly of the fish, he said, "From the darkness of the pit, I cry out to thee."
啊，因为啊，就好像啊他那种的想法，他觉得他好像是被丢到阴间。因为犯罪得罪了神所以他从这个深处呢来向神来祈求。
And so he at that point in his life was as if he had been thrown into Hades and was crying out to God from its darkness and depths.
当然这种的想法，当我们觉得我们得罪了神的时候，我们觉得我们离神很远。
And when we feel the extent of our sin, we will see how far away we are from God.
好，我们会切求求神来赦免我们的罪。
And we will cry out for the forgiveness of God.
第三节这个地方，他讲说：“主神啊，你若救察罪，谁能够站立得住呢？”
And in verse 3, he asks, "If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand?"
真的，我们每一个人即使在信主之后，如果我们常常的去思想我们有哪些的罪的话，有时候我们还是会发觉我们还是有很多的亏欠的所在。
Even after we have believed in Christ, if we reflect upon our lives, we can see there are many shortcomings that we have.
我们人常常觉得说在人看不到的地方，我们所犯的好像没有关系。
We may think to ourselves that as long as other people don't know, we may commit some sins.
但是如果我们在神的面前，我们常常的反省的时候，我们会发觉我们有很多事上不完全得罪神的地方。
But actually, if we come before God, we can reflect upon the areas that we know we have sinned before Him.
有一位弟兄呢，他被安排呢到国外去呢当辅导员的工作。
There was once a brother who had been sent abroad to do the work of counseling.
就要去这个国外的这个地方的时候呢，搭飞机上面出了一些的问题。
And as he was traveling to that destination on the airplane, there were some problems.
那他在搭机的时候呢，因为他的座位呢，要上飞机前呢，这个飞机的那些的服务员呢，才告诉他说呢，他的座位坏了不能够让他上飞机。
And attendants told him that his seat could not be used, so he could not board the plane.
那他很不相信，他很不能理解，这个飞机这么样子的大，怎么可能就是那个座位坏掉了呢？
And he thought to himself, if this plane is so large, how is it that that particular seat has a problem?
他说呢，你们飞机这么样子大，难道没有多剩下一个座位让我能够上的吗？
And he said to them, isn't there any other seat that could possibly be replaced?
那个服务员呢，就不断的跟他讲说呢，这个座位呢，刚好就在那个机翼的旁边， for some reason 呢，就是那个地方就坏掉了。
And the attendant told him that it just so happened that your seat is next to the exit, and it was damaged.
那个弟兄很不能够接受，他已经脾气发起来，就跟那个空服员就这样子在那里吵起来了。
So he was extremely unhappy, and he started to argue with the attendant.
他后来呢，吵了以后呢，后来总算人家帮他换了坐了另外的飞机呢，辗转的到那个国外的去。
And after much heated discussion, then they were able to find him another seat.
啊，结果他到了那里去呢，当啊辅导员呢，但是他在那个当中呢，在祷告之中呢，深刻的反省他在那个事件之中发生的经过的时候，他觉得他愧对了神的名。
And was serving as a counselor, but as he did so, he was in his prayers reflecting upon his actions in this matter.
啊，虽然他想说呢，我是出来啊帮忙圣工的，但是呢，我在机场的这个表现呢，就好像跟外邦人一样。
He thought to himself, while I was sent to do holy work abroad, but my actions in the airport were like no other, were like any other person.
啊，所以在一次的早祷会的时候，他就跟大家分享他这一次啊这个事件的经过。
So during one of the morning prayer sessions, he shared with everyone these events.
啊，虽然大家头先听来好像是啊不觉得怎么样子，就是觉得说啊这是一种啊反省啊不知不觉中犯了过一种的过犯。
And others listening to his testimony thought that, well, this is something that could have happened to anyone and just a reflection.
结果在座的一位学员呢，一位姊妹呢，她在前一天的晚上呢，做了一个梦。
But one of the students attending that convocation had dreamt a dream the night before.
那个梦中的情节呢，刚好跟这个弟兄发生的情节一模一样。
And that dream happened to relay the same exact events that had occurred to this brother.
啊，连那个飞机座位的位置，还有那个其中的情节，跟那个服务员呢吵架的情节，都跟他在梦境之中呢所描述的完全都一样。
And even the very seat that was affected and the happenings between the brother and the flight attendant were played out in this dream.
那个姊妹呢觉得很奇怪，为什么昨天晚上做了这么样子的一个梦，跟自己好像没有关系，但是呢怎么突然早上一醒来早祷会的时候，居然听到这个主领的人居然在讲这个梦中的情节。
So the sister thought it was so strange that she had dreamt a dream that had nothing to do with her, but then the next morning, during the morning prayer session, she heard the story that was exactly the same.
后来这个学员呢也被安排一次的祷告会的时候，他也这样分享。
So the student was also assigned to lead a prayer session, and she shared her reflections.
他说呢，他原本不了解那个情节的意思。
She said originally she hadn't realized the meaning of that dream.
啊，原来神就是要借着这样子一个梦啊，来让他知道啊这一个辅导员所发生的事情。
And she said that God had given her the dream to understand what happened to the counselor.
啊，就我们听了他这样子的分享之后呢，才感觉到说，神真的是啊，不管我们在哪里所犯的错，即使是我们不认识的地方。我们所犯的错，神都知道。
So, upon hearing this, we all realize that even in seemingly happenstance, God knows everything that is happening with us.
啊，真的，如果神就查我们每一个人啊所犯的罪的话，我们在神面前怎能够站立得住呢？
So truly, if God were to mark every one of our iniquities, how could we stand?
即使是像这一位弟兄他所分享的这样的情节，我们似乎觉得这也没有太大的罪，但是连神都纠察。
But listening to his story, many of us would not have thought that this was a terrible sin, but yet God knows all of our actions and doings.
啊，所以我们在这个灵会的时候呢，也是一个让我们来思想啊，我们自己在我们的灵性上面还有哪些啊值得我们去改进的地方。
So during this time of our spiritual convocation, it is a good time for us to reflect upon the areas in which we should improve.
啊，就好像这第一节告诉我们的，神啊，我从深处啊来向你求靠。
Just as it says in verse 1, I have cried to you, O Lord.
感觉到自己觉得罪孽很深在深处的地方来向神来求靠。
Out of the depths, we must cry out to God to ask for His help.
我们就利用这几节的经节呢，一点分享跟大家彼此互相的劝勉。
So with these verses, we use them for our mutual encouragement.
那我们现在要一起来祷告。
So now we will now kneel down and pray together.
求神来帮助我们每一个人，也帮助施恩帮助我们的教会。
And may God help each and every one of us in our faith and also our church.
我们也看到教会许多的弟兄姐妹在这一段的时间好像动了起来一样。
We have seen many brothers and sisters coming together for the holy work.
这是一个非常好的一个现象。
And this is a wonderful, wonderful happening.
表示着我们还非常的有想要来追寻这个神。
And we can see the heart that we have to pursue God.
那我们在信仰上面，如果我们常常有这样子一种心的话，神必垂听我们的祷告，而且会来帮助我们。
So if we have this kind of heart to seek after God, then He will surely hear our prayers and help us.
好，我们现在就一起，如果愿意的话，我们跪到前面来，来做祷告。
So let us all come together and pray, and if you would like, we may come to the front and pray together.
好，我们也为这次的灵恩会继续的来祷告。
Let us also pray for the coming events of our spiritual convocation today.